Pulpit Rock Bathers and Muzzled Dog was painted by Arthur Boyd in 1985. The overall image is in landscape orientation, measuring 4.88 metres in total length. Made up of four panels, each 152.8 centimetres high by 122 centimetres wide, and finished with a simple frame of natural wood. This oil on canvas painting moves seamlessly across the four panels. The work is gestural, and in the upper sections of each, the blue sky tumbles with grey and white cumulus clouds. The undulating landscape traces its curvaceous skyline across the four panels, with the dominant peak of Pulpit Rock cresting wave-like to the right at the height of the second panel. The landscape is predominantly grey. Tall, upright spires of slender tree trunks pierce the backdrop of the bush. Their dark and light verticals create a rhythm across the painting. At the base of the hills, several fallen tree trunks form strong diagonal lines focusing on Pulpit Rock. They angle in to the right in panels 1 and 2 and towards the left in panels 3 and 4. Horizontal daubs of bright yellow paint highlight the transition from bush to the far side of the river. The river is a narrow strip of dark blue that travels its way across the panels just under the midline of the painting. A green jet boat with driver speeds into the fourth panel from the right, throwing up a white fountain-like plume of water in its wake. In the foreground, a group of bathers lie on the sand at the water's edge, wearing brightly coloured bathing caps that seem to bounce rhythmically across the panels in green, red, blue and yellow. Featuring a chin strap, the rolling line of helmet-like bathing caps concludes at the right of the fourth panel, with a black cage-like muzzle on a large white dog. The bathers' stiff arms and twig-like fingers reach across the river, stretching towards the craggy peak of Pulpit Rock. Their feet are encased in webbed flippers, and the bathers themselves morph from one panel to the next, becoming increasingly more creature-like from left to right. In panel one, there are four bathers. One stands upright on the left, partially out of the frame. The other three lie on the sand. Two of them are faceless. The third bather has a blue bathing cap and a clownish red nose above a sad face with drooping eyes and sad mouth. A rounded red breast on the body echoes the shape of the nose. The wet-suited bathers in panel one transition to a nude on the left of panel two. The pinks of the bare breast and buttocks are repeated in panel four, and the red squiggly line of the spine is repeated across the next six bathers, becoming more knobbly and fin-like on the increasingly amphibian-looking bathers. In panel three, a black two-legged seal-like dog sits beneath a small multicoloured beach umbrella, complete with white ribs and black central pole. Two creatures on the right have human profiles. In panel four, the forms angle in to the left. One is dragonesque, its upturned face, yellow cap and piercing blue eyes focus on Pulpit Rock. The next to last creature appears part seal-like dog, its frog-leg hand firmly placed on the back of the bather alongside and its back beneath the white paws of the muzzled dog. It's as if we're sitting on the sandbar observing the bathers. Overall, there is a feeling of alienation and separation from the landscape. Above, the clouds seem to hurl themselves into the picture, as if foretelling a coming tragedy of mythic proportions. Gathering darkness on the upper right of the fourth panel, possibly a prescient warning of the climate wars to come. All four panels are signed in red on the lower right corner. The first three panels are signed A. Boyd. The fourth panel is signed Arthur Boyd. This is the end of the audio description.